This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello to the podcast people.
Hello, what's going on?
Hello to the podcast people.
Have you noticed that I haven't given you a podcast stat in a very long time?
Podcast stat?
As in like how the podcast is doing.
Yeah, we're really doing well, guys.
Maybe don't give the actual figures because that's just embarrassing.
No, it's not. Like I nearly would, but it's, again, who cares really?
Because people might think we have millions.
Oh no, we don't.
And in fact, we only have
billions.
Tens. How many does it? It's not that bad.
No, it's actually pretty good. And it's gone up so much. If you look at the year on year, guys, the trajectory is on the way up on the podcast. Yeah, really good. And what's cool now, they have a new like little stat system where, say, for example, if I looked at yesterday's episode this afternoon, you have a little graph of how yesterday did, and then it shows you in like a much fainter line behind what that day last year did.
Oh,
right, okay.
And consistently, the current days are up on last year.
That's excellent.
So that's
guys.
No more people are giving us a listen, which is nice.
I like that. Yeah. It's very nice.
It's nice. Sometimes I always think of people who put out like two podcast episodes a week, and like sometimes you can actually hear, and I don't mean this with disrespect, but sometimes you can hear it's not prepped. Whereas the amount of shite we do on the show every day.
Yeah.
Like not being cocky because I'm a part of it, but it's a good listen.
It is fun.
And my friend said to me yesterday, she was like, and this is no disrespect to the people who choose the music, but she was like, whenever I'm listening to you and the music comes on, I'm like, oh.
Ah.
And no, I was like, well, you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, some people, and I'm kind of like that as well. I think sometimes if you just want to hear people on the radio, you're like, oh, another song, bring them back.
Yeah, well, they're back.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we're very cocky there, but.
Most cocky thing we've ever
said. Ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
We should take
other
that
other people
out.
Are good too.
Of
we
course.
We sound really unrelatable.
Yeah, what should I say that is relatable? I fart.
I was just about to say I had a sneaky fart in the studio earlier, but thank God.
And you went viral on TikTok. That's really relatable.
That's so relatable, guys.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah. Dave.
Hello there. Good morning. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
Just in case you needed to know what
How
day it was.
How are we all? I do.
Yeah, sometimes
you never. I never know what the day is.
Mm.
The only time, the first time I find out what day it is during the day is when Emma says at 7 a.m.
And then
what day
you repeat, Thursday.
And I go, is it Thursday? Is it
Thursday? Is it?
It's great, so. Happy days.
Isn't that it? Is great, though.
Early the weekend. Some good news.
Oh.
Especially some good news for the little guys. You know
okay.
What I mean? In this big corporate world that we live in where, you know, capitalism is king and all that kind of stuff, it's nice to get your win against a big company.
Come on. We're the little guys.
We are the little guys.
We are.
Right?
The vast majority of people are the little guys.
And we think, well, I think that we have helped out the little guy in this specific situation.
Okay.
I want to bring you back to earlier during the week where a certain social media website or a certain communications app had an update.
Yes.
WhatsApp.
Yes, it did.
Where instead of, it would still tell you if someone was online or, you know, when they were last online.
Or typing.
However, does anyone remember the issue?
Oh, I do, yes, very clearly, yes.
The issue was
that the O in online and the T in typing became capitalised with no notice.
It really threw us all.
With no survey.
And sorry, it didn't look well at all, I thought.
No.
I thought it looked
It made it look
horrendous.
Very old school.
Well, market down. The 18th of April, 2024. The people versus Meta. We won.
No way.
It is back to a small O and a small T for online and for typing.
That is interesting. I don't think mine is back.
Why not?
I don't know because I actually was on somebody's chat this morning and I saw a big O.
Really?
And I thought, ugh.
Maybe the rollout takes a little while.
Yeah, must be.
I might be down the bottom of the pile.
They might be the big boys, but they don't move very fast.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean?
But for some people, it is back to the small case, the lowercase, is it?
People really weren't happy with this update of the capital
That's
T
so
and the
funny.
Capital O in WhatsApp. And they didn't change anything else, to be fair to them. Like, I think they might have changed the colour of the ticks, but maybe that's just maybe being a tick.
You know, a whole team probably worked on the capitalisation of the O and the T.
I actually disagree. I thought it was going to be an intern who just had to like reset things and was like, alright, what's the online grant?
I bet they're grammatically correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't like grammatical corrects in 2024.
Not at all.
I think it would be very scary to be working as like an engineer on a very big app that everyone uses.
Yes.
Because like, you could work on an update and everybody could tear it to shreds. 100%.
You could change the name to Hats App, you know what I mean, by accident.
Well, that would be fun.
I just,
that's so
it would
something
terrify
that would
me.
Happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was after deleting the W.
Oh, I'd be out having a few drinks. I get a text panicking. Oh, Jesus, lads, I must go back to work.
You'd have to, you'd have the self, the autocorrect on, it would be changed to What's Up.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, God.
It just gets a text from the head of WhatsApp. You have to change the name.
People all over the world going mad. It's 6 minutes after seven. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Teddy swims and lose control on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Aisling, if your first name could be a toy, take Teddy, for example, and your second name could be a sport, name yourself.
Oh, my God, it's
same
so hard.
Same to you, Dave. It's coming.
Furby Golf.
Furby Golf.
Yeah.
Good morning, Furby Golf. Dave?
Skeletrics Ball.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good. I think I would be, oh, God, the panic.
Oh, my God.
She puts us on the spot.
Yeah, yeah. Throw
we come
us
up with absolute gold and you can't even figure out one of yourself.
All right, what's yours now, Emma?
Barbie Taekwondo.
That's okay, yeah. That was actually pretty good. I was going to slay
that was
you,
really annoyingly good.
Yeah, she can't help.
Callum, go on. Come on.
Rubik's Basketball.
Okay, very good. Rubik's Basketball. Do you know what? You look like a Rubik's Basketball. Suits you.
Wow.
Ariana Grande on Spin. Recharged. Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning, good morning, morning.
Morning.
I came across this article yesterday flicking through my phone and I was like, oh my God, the nostalgia of this is just brilliant. Lad Bible, we're looking at the first ever movie to be released on DVD.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
This brings you way back. And it's just mad. They have some stats. We love a few stats on the show. Between January and June of last year, 2023 alone, nearly 100 billion hours were viewed on Netflix alone, okay? So it's just crazy to think that we live in this world where everything is so now, it's so streaming, it's so whatever. But back in the day, we all remember going to Extravision or loaning a CD off your neighbour, or DVD, should I say, off your neighbour, etc. The first DVD arrived on the market in the late 90s and it was incredibly popular based on the fact it was a lot slimmer than its predecessor, the VHS.
Yes.
It was a lot quicker, it was easier to store, etc. Does anyone remember when you finally started gathering a few CDs of your own in the house and feeling kind of proud
as
of
in
the
DVDs,
rack?
Like?
Did I say CDs again?
You did, yeah. Yes.
DVDs. It's just not something that you say very
it's
often.
It's tricky now, Emma. Yeah. It's been a while since we've been talking about this kind of thing.
DVDs. But does anyone remember being proud of their DVD rack?
Oh, we had a Whopper collection.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can't even remember getting a DVD player.
I remember you.
Really?
No, it was always just the video player.
Oh my God, we had literally hundreds of DVDs.
I remember the first rack we had, and when it got to like 33%, it was like, look at that now. That's class. And then eventually when they'd move off that into a shelf, like a bookshelf, you'd be so like, I'm so cool, look at all my DVDs when your friends up over for a sleepover or whatever.
I think the only time we started getting a DVD player was when movies were coming out and they were no longer on video. Do you know what I mean? And it was just, but this is a DVD only, and you're like, well, damn it, I'll never be able to see this movie ever, because obviously streaming wasn't a thing and stuff like that.
So you kind of had, you were forced.
Yeah, I had to, but I remember like the absolute stack of videos I had, and then next to like one DVD. And I think it could have been something as simple as, like, say for example, I know for a fact I got Chamber of Secrets Harry Potter on video.
Yeah.
And then the next one, which was Prisoner of Azkaban, I got on DVD.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So it was like that quick.
Yes.
But them DVDs cost so much
money. They were like, you could get like the deluxe editions of the DVDs that were probably like 30 quid.
Exactly.
It gets worse than that. When Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix came out, Goblet of Fire, one of them, my granddad brought me to Exhibition to buy it, and it was 60 quid. 60 quid for a DVD.
It's crazy, yeah.
That is mental. Do you remember though, you did mention the extra features and stuff and the interactive menus. Do you remember on Shrek 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shrek 2's Faraway Idol.
Yeah.
That was a feature you could watch. Just,
oh my God, I do remember that.
Ultimate throwback here.
Who's up for a little contest then?
Yeah, bring it on! Welcome to Far, Far Away Idol, where you, that's right, you at home, get to vote along with our judges, Shrek, Fiona, and Simon.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
Who's up for a little
bit? Yeah. Simon, oh, my God, that's so funny. They put a lot of work into the behind the scenes.
I remember in, do you know the movie Superbad?
Yes.
They got the two guys, which is, I think, I want to say Jonah Hill and Michael Cera, I think it is, to do a dance for an hour. that they would put on loop on the DVD menu. They go there and dance for an hour. So they dance for an hour.
A full hour.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Different times. So what was the first film to be released on the DVD format? Well, the first official DVD did launch in Japan in November of 1996. But initially that was more to store music and view music videos rather than a film. So then a month later, four movies were released on the 20th... Four movies released on the 20th of December. So right in time for Christmas. The Assassin, Blade Runner, Eraser and The Fugitive. And then, sure, America were going, Jesus, we need to hurry up on this.
That's so all very one genre as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
So 32 titles then were released in America on launch day. So they got a few months together, got them all ready to go. And there's a long list. I won't go through it all naturally. There's 32 of them. But just for example, some of the bigger ones I'd recognise, and that says a lot because I don't know movies at all. The Birdcage, nope. Batman, Blade Runner, Bonnie and Clyde, Casablanca.
Oh, all the
Casablanca
oldies.
Was on DVD.
Yeah, it was.
Right,
The Exorcist, The Fugitive, The Glimmer Man, Gone with the Wind, Goodfellas.
Great pub, The Glimmer
Rocky,
Man.
Space
Jam. They kind of brought out the old kind of ones. It wasn't like new films.
Twister.
Interesting.
Why, was Twister previous to the 1990s?
I don't know what Twister is.
Twister.
Yeah, big.
Were these not just tornado movies that were out of the time and went to DVD?
No, Casablanca and all.
Casablanca is old as hell.
Older. Okay,
Goodfellas and all, they're really old.
We are being encouraged to keep an eye, though, if you do have DVDs lying around, because there's a very successful film that isn't available to stream in certain countries and is also completely out of production. So, for fans of this particular movie I'll tell you about, it's impossible for you to get their hands on. So, they're all going to eBay saying, I'll buy a DVD off you.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And this could happen more and more. We're talking about 28 Days Later, Danny Boyle's Zombie Apocalypse movie.
I don't know.
Oh my god, I watched that.
So you're looking at Gustav at the moment, £103 people are offering up for an old DVD copy of it on a.
You can't find it online at all.
I watched that a couple of years ago.
On a DVD?
I don't know. Perhaps it was.
On a dodgy box?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, interesting.
Keep an eye on your DVDs. You never know when they might come back in and get cool again.
My boyfriend Alex has been buying a few DVDs lately.
I was actually thinking about buying a DVD recently because I can't find the movie I want to watch online, so I was actually going to buy
it. And you can get them so cheap now as well.
Yeah. Do you know The General?
Yes.
Martin Cattle, the fella from Rat Mines.
Yeah.
I really want to get that again, but you can't get it.
Some of the Irish ones are good to get on DVD.
There's literally teenagers on the way to school listening to this going, what the hell?
No, it's cool and retro, guys. What, it's like vinyl.
The 98 FM is going on?
Here's Becky Hill and Sonny Federa. This is Never Be Alone. You're listening to Spin.
Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
H and Ed Sheeran and my G. Hello. On Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I think my voice is breaking.
Hello.
Oh dear. Welcome to puberty, Emma. Yeah. It's happening again. The writers are back on strike.
No.
Or heading potentially back. So after kind of the drama of last summer, Hollywood film and TV writers on strike for nearly 5 months.
What do they want now?
A group of writers look like they could be putting down their pens once again.
Lads, that really slowed everything down.
Oh, it was a nightmare. We're still catching up on shows that the first season was out 2 years ago.
Yeah, look at Stranger Things, look at Severance,
House of the Dragon,
Morning
Euphoria,
Show.
All of it.
It's constant.
You're going to be really cheesed off at this one, guys, because the writers that are threatening strike action.
Don't say it.
Are the writers of kids' TV show Sesame Street.
No!
Oh, it couldn't be any worse. Guys, what are we going to do? What are we going to do in the afternoons when we get home from work and that's all from the telly?
Watch Lorraine.
Yeah, without Lorraine. Yeah. So the writers of Sesame Street have been in negotiations for 2 months. They're looking for annual raises, pay hikes and royalties for episodes that get replayed.
You think they would have got this during the actual strikers?
You would think. Maybe they didn't negotiate so well back then. And just yesterday, they unanimously voted to support strike action if they can't reach a fair contract with their overlords. They have to reach an agreement by tomorrow. Otherwise, they'll be out on the picket lines outside the Sesame Workshop offices in New York next Wednesday.
Wow.
The quote from the Writers Guild of America East president, I think sums up how we're all feeling about this news. She just said, no one wants to see a picket line on Sesame Street.
Dead right.
And I wholeheartedly agree.
But we also welcome it. also welcome it at the same time.
If it's going to bring about better conditions for the writers of this great show, 100%. The president added, millions of parents and families around the world are going to have a lot of questions, and they can count the three of us on that, I think.
Yeah, dead right.
And the main question that I would have is, if the writers of Sesame Street do go on strike, are Big Bird, Elmo, Bert and Ernie and all the gang going to join them on the picket line? I think that's the question we're all asking.
It's only right. I think that no matter, you know, for example, last year you had the stars of said shows out in the streets supporting the writers, so they should all be there.
The actors joined in.
They should be.
100%.
And I'd say the person leading it, isn't it Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah.
Gotta be him. Gotta be him.
So in the case that all the gang that we know and love do join the strike, because it's kind of a last minute thing, mm-hmm. I have drafted a few ideas for signs that they could hold up on the picket lines.
Oh, great
to
idea.
Support the cause.
Fantastic.
You're so good to help them out.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll start with Big Bird. Big Bird demands big bucks.
Yeah.
that would be Big Bird's sign.
Is that your impression of Big Bird as well?
Yeah, I can't.
Beautiful.
They're probably all going to sound like that. Elmo would have a sign saying, Elmo loves royalties.
Very good.
You might know this character, a bit of a niche one, but this one could, a sign could say, Snuffleupagus, your deal.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mr.
Yeah.
Snuffleupagus?
Mr. Snuffleupagus, yes.
What a name.
Yeah.
Do you remember Count Von Count?
Oh, Von.
The Dracula.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he would say, I want to suck your budget dry. That would be his one. We could have, C is for cookie and C is for compensation. Oh, no, no.
Wow.
That's really good.
From the Cookie Monster. Ernie, Bert and Ernie,
yeah.
could say,
oh, yeah. Hey, Bert. I want to earn more money.
Yes.
And then Bert could follow up and say, you better meet our demands.
Very good. 10
so
out of 10.
If they don't join after that.
Well, listen, we know the crew listen to us every morning. They're a big fan.
Honestly, I'm nearly joining the picket line with them. That's unreal.
I know. I feel quite radicalised now.
You're listening to Spin.
Recharged.
What's happening? So we've all heard about AI ruining art and media and social media and just society in general, really. Yeah. Ever since AI
robbing
became
jobs, yeah, robbing our jobs,
robbing everything.
Yeah, so far it hasn't done anything good for me personally.
Nobody
some people,
to be fair, I'll disagree
fruit.
On that. It has brought you a lot of content for the show.
Ah, damn it, that's so true.
And it isn't stopping there, right? We are going to absolutely milk it dry for content. But ever since AI became a usable tool online, people have been, you know, say making pictures by just describing what they want.
Yeah.
in a text
it's
box.
It's making it very hard to decipher reality versus.
It really
reality.
Is, yeah. And it's getting even better.
But
as well,
it's given me a few lulls.
Yeah, it has, and people have been getting essays for school done by describing what they want in a text box. And the thing that I'm kind of here for, and I know everyone's going to be against me on this, but people have been making songs from AI by telling a text box what they want. And I think this is actually incredibly intelligent. When you look at, when you take away from the fact that, okay, yeah, this is bizarre and this is, could be really bad for fake news and things like
yeah.
that, it is incredible that the technology can do that.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
is so, so cool. But on some websites, you can just write in, make a copy of the Prada song by Casso and Ray, but with the voice of Scooby-Doo. And it'll be like, here you go. No problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like if it's just for lols, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is cool, right? For the simple reason that if you have like a favourite singer, right? You could get them to sing songs that they would never ever sing before.
I could get Kendrick Lamar to sing Happy Birthday to me.
Oh, yes.
Actually,
with your name in it.
Happy Birthday, Emma. There you go.
That's actually a great idea.
There it is.
You could make a cover album for your favourite artist.
I love the way Emma had an idea and then went, that's actually a great idea.
No, but then I'm going to use that for other people's birthdays.
That's actually, yeah, good shout.
Yes.
You could do that. So that's what I was saying. You could get your favourite singer to sing songs that they'd never consider ever even covering. Or maybe you could get a cartoon character sing a well-known song for whatever reason. You may want, I don't know why, Joe Biden singing Ice Spice, Boy's a Liar Part 2.
They say that I'm good enough, grabbing my da-da-da. Think about a dish that I shouldn't. So I tell him it's one of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap saying he home, but I know where he at.
We all remember that one.
Yeah.
It came out a couple of months ago and we were all loving it. We played it non-stop on the show.
I almost know that better than the original.
Very true. But what about if you wanted, I don't know, The Simpsons singing Britney?
Give me a sign.
Wait for it.
Oh baby, maybe the reason I praise is you.
Amazing.
Good.
Okay, let me think of one more. Okay, imagine SpongeBob characters singing Lewis Capaldi.
For now the day
bleeds.
Very good.
It's very easily done and some of them are very believable. However, there is an issue with this. There's been a new leaked song from Drake.
My boy.
Right? But people aren't sure whether it's AI or whether it's real.
Oh, no, because these songs used to be so much fun for fans. Because you'd be like, oh, my God, it's coming, or we have an insight. Yeah. We have scoop.
And there's nobody confirming or denying that it is.
No one. Oh. All details are on the way. I will tell you in a couple of minutes. But wait till you hear this tune, and I would like you to come up with your own mind.
Decision.
Whether you think it's AI or not.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so hard. We need, like, a guide to be able to pick up on what to listen out for.
Yeah.
Speak, you know? In the meantime, Calvin Harris, Lovers in a Past Life on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. After 10 o'clock this morning, you will be in the company of Michaela Hayes, who would like to sort you out with even more tickets, this time for the big Punchestown gig happening across the weekend of June 1st and 2nd with Belters Only, MK and Jazzy. So stick with Spin from 10 for your chance to win.
Woo! I was telling you just there about AI and the fact that you can basically go onto a website and ask it to put in anything you want and it'll create a song for you. You could even ask it, give me SpongeBob characters singing Lewis Capaldi and it will give you this. Give
me a song. No, that's the wrong one.
Not The Simpsons.
I don't know where it is, hon.
Number three.
Number three. For now the day
bleeds. Weird.
Oh, I'm going to play with that. I am going to have some fun.
But it's non-stop on TikTok. I've seen Cartman singing Shania Twain about 100 times.
Oh, like, my God.
It's bizarre, right?
Quick one. What's the name of that that online app where it's like videos that you request celebrities from to sing, say happy birthday?
Cameo.
Cameo, but like, it's kind of redundant now.
Yeah.
You just want audio.
Just going
to
ruin Cameo.
Get the AI to
Very
do it
true,
for
actually. It's a good point. And just pretend that it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Here's an MP3 file for you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
But I was saying that it's interesting because you can just go onto these websites and get these your favourite characters, your favourite singers to sing these songs to you that are not actually, you know, real or it's not them singing them or whatever it is. There are some issues with this, obviously. There's been a new leaked song thought to be by Drake, right? It's causing confusion among fans. With some questioning whether it's him or AI. So the new song appeared on the internet over the weekend, supposedly after being leaked. In it, Drake seems to hit out at the likes of Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin. There's other kind of names he kind of drops in there. He mentions Taylor Swift at one point.
As in, he's just, that immediately screams maybe not, like if it's just like really boisterous and giving out about everyone.
Yeah, well, it's it's not really that, but it is just dropped in, do you know what I mean, at the same time. Some people online say they can hear small glitches at his vocals that suggest it could have been generated by AI. I can't play too much of it because it's not exactly safe for radio.
Right.
But here's a flavour. Hey, better drop and give me 50. Hey, drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. You got me out here talking like I'm 50. Hey.
Oh, I'd be a sucker for that. Leaked song. Oh, leaked song. It's cool.
Absolutely. So would I.
Yeah, it does sound very like him, but I think do leaked songs usually have like quite poor quality? Because I feel like the quality of it is very bad.
They do usually
might have been mastered yet.
Yeah, there's weird like bits where it kind of it does glitch the music,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the two that you heard is actually me taking out swear words.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So that, like, this is the issue, right? So a lot of the song is swear words.
Mm.
However, Drake is a commercial rapper. Mm-hmm. This man knows how to make money, and the way to make money is to get your song on radio.
Yeah.
To get plays, to get in the top 40.
He wouldn't really have too many expletives in his song.
He doesn't really. Yeah. And if he is, they're easily getting rid of.
Yeah,
or he'll easily do a clean version. That's why people think that this could be AI.
Well,
because it's not a commercial song. It's not safe for radio.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's quite interesting.
It'll be an album tractor or something. And sometimes, you know, the way sometimes these days, like, they would just release a song for, like, the Spotify fans. You know that kind of way rather than.
Fair.
Can I hear it one more time? Better drop and give me 50. Hey,
drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. Not really like himself there. Got me out here
talking like I'm at the end here.
Here.
That sounds very, very like.
And I was listening to the production of the song. There is things in the background that I'm like, that's really good.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just don't think AI could
have
do this.
Have the record label confirmed or denied anything?
Well, this is the thing. Drake himself is not even helping the rumour mill because he's been sharing the song online but hasn't admitted if it's him.
That is a good way to play it, though, isn't
he
it?
He hasn't admitted if it's him. And Universal Music, people have gotten onto Universal Music and been like, is this Drake? And they're like, how are you? Happy Thursday to you.
Wow.
Okay.
So here's my question. What if it is, in fact, AI, right? Can he take credit for it and use it as his own on his own album?
Yeah, could he be like, good song?
What if it's real as well? And what if it's a marketing strategy? Everything is fake these days and I hate it.
That's
everything
actually a real head racket.
It's so annoying.
It?
Yeah.
But there you go.
You'd have to wonder, because like, how do you... Also, I would like to credit the writers of the song Computers.
Yeah.
Is that the way it's going?
At ChatGPT.
Quite sad. Here is Taylor Swift. One more sleep for fans till the new album. This is called, of course, Is It Over Now? Taylor's version at Spin. Once the flight
get flown. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Taylor Swift and Is It Over Now on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Aisling, you've had a good run.
I know.
It's been fun. For the beehive for the last while, but
yeah, it's been a good 3 weeks.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, will arrive tomorrow. Taylor Swift fans are up in arms and scrambling at the moment to decipher clues that were left around a new library pop-up in LA.
Yeah, I've never seen Calvin.
Oh, just relax. It's coming up. It's coming out on Friday. Would you ever just
do you know what my housemate was telling me all the little terminology for the Swifties and stuff? She was like, yeah, see, sometimes I do clown, but other times I don't. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
What does that mean?
She was basically like, oh, sometimes I do stupidly believe the conspiracy theories about Taylor, but other times I don't. Basically means you're a clown. And I was like, I
sometimes
hate,
I do clown.
Sometimes I do clown. And I was like, ugh.
There's some serious, like, I've never seen an artist put her fans to work so much.
Honestly.
They're like, their heads to be melted with her.
There's kids failing school over this business, I would say.
Make it a like, subject.
Yeah.
They're literally like, I'm such an expert, I'll go study it. There's Taylor Swift courses now in college.
Wow. Well done, Beyonce. We had a good run.
After 8 o'clock, giving you the chance to win your way to three of the biggest Irish festivals this summer. We want to send you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. Ooh. You and a friend could have the summer of dreams. Make memories to last a lifetime. If you want to register to play, message us now. The word golden, 087-711-103 is our number. That's the word golden, please. You could be winning that incredible litany of tickets to festivals on this show this morning.
It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
It is Thursday, it's the 18th of April. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you here on Spin 103.
Good morning.
Hope you're good this morning.
I have to give a humble brag and say that I posted a mildly successful TikTok in
you
the last
did.
Couple of days.
It showed up on all of my friends' For You page. They've all been texting me about it.
Really? Yeah. Okay, it's gotten a hefty amount of views, something I'm not very used to because I don't really go on TikTok. But what
Come
comes...
on, tell us the view count.
Over 600,000 views.
You could be hitting the million in the next few days. Like the way TikTok works, that will live and
very
breathe
true.
And continue and move.
It's wild.
You could have a brand new spike on that TikTok again next week.
Another viral moment, actually.
In another
really,
region.
Guys?
You could be in the millions. Because we chatted to Michael Marchese on the show yesterday and he said he knew his song Scared to Start was going to be big because he put up a snippet and came back to a million views within a few days.
Yeah.
So,
are you saying I'm going to be an international superstar?
I think you're going to be an influencer.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Well, what comes with all of the views comes like a lot of comments.
Oh yeah.
And some of the, in fairness, luckily none of the comments have been mean because I know people can be quite mean.
However, I will say very quickly that although, like, don't get me wrong, your video that you posted is hilarious. Sometimes the comments on TikToks are funnier than the video themselves.
Very true.
Yeah, true.
And they can rack up like 4,000 likes alone.
Oh, I'm addicted to looking at the comments. But one comment came in and I was literally like, what? And the comment was, you look so like Adam Scott. If you know the actor Adam Scott, right? He was Derek in Step Brothers. He was in Severance. He's the lead character in Severance.
He was in Parks and Recreation.
Ben in Parks and Rec. My brother describes him as a wonky Tom Cruise. He looks a bit like Aldi brand Tom Cruise.
Okay, I just have you look absolutely nothing.
Now, the worrying thing is
Adam Scott.
How many likes did the comment get?
I actually don't know because it came in like not that long ago, but I was actually like, wait, what? I look like Adam Scott.
Okay, look, Aisling, you see, this is just something you have to shake hands emoji when you're going to be a famous TikToker, that sometimes people are going to be weird and you can't take a person.
Comes hand in hand.
Okay, so you guys don't think I look like Adam Scott?
Aisling, you look absolutely nothing like Adam Scott.
Okay,
you can sleep easy tonight. Stop stressing
about it. Do I look like Tom Cruise, though?
You look like the beautiful Aisling Bonner.
Give me 3 minutes. I'm going to put a side-by-side comparison on the Spin Insta story. I'll put a poll up for 24 hours and we'll see what the people of Dublin say.
Let's do that.
I'll do my best Adam Scott face.
The beautiful Aisling Bonner is
Now. Now they've got really high expectations.
No. Whatever you say, Adam.
Just don't be stressing out about that. When you're a TikTok famous person, this is just, you got to roll with it, honey.
Hey, listen, you know? I'm an Adam Scott lookalike.
And how much have you made from it?
Yeah, I have lost 12 hours of my life checking the updates.
How many new followers have you got from it? That's the thing about TikTok. You could still, you could have one of the most viral videos online and still just be like...
Yeah, not that many. Maybe like 100 or something like that. It's funny, isn't it?
Okay, see, that's the thing. They see your video, then come over looking for more funny stuff because you're not delivering all the time. They're like, nah, not going to follow it.
Oh my God.
So you need to step it up.
Got to get on the train.
The golden ticket is on the way next here on Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged Recharged.
Benson Boone on Spin. That is called Beautiful Things. Before 7 o'clock this morning, I was in the studio. New song from him was playing. Really damn good.
Ah, class.
Yeah. He's unbelievable. I'm a big fan. Right, it is 7:10. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
I was trying to find it there, sorry. Slow it down.
Why don't you marry him then? Such a big fan of him.
Oh, he's great.
You're obsessed with all the men on the playlist today.
Jesus, lad.
You're like, there's Noah Kahan, my boyfriend. Who's another fella you said?
Dermot Kennedy.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Dermot. Well. Love my life. Have a tattoo of him.
All right, lads.
Thirsty girl, Arianna.
Relax, Emma. This is a workplace.
All right, Dave, don't be so jealous. Listen, we are summer's number one hit music station. That's Spin, that's us. And with that in mind, we need you to enjoy your summer on us. We want to get you front and center at this summer's hottest music festival.
Yeah, we're talking Sea Sessions. We're talking Longitude. And we're talking the big one, the jugular, the main event. Electric Picnic.
Camping and a pair of tickets to go on each of these. You just got to guess 5 songs in 25 seconds.
You cannot camp at Longitude.
Ah, yeah, well, you know, camping for the ones that camp. You can if you want, though.
True, just not legally.
No.
Amy wants this prize. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
My morning. You are bright as a button. What time are you up since?
Thank you. About an hour and a half ago.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Early this morning.
Yeah, what has you up so early, Amy?
My boyfriend went to college early this morning, so I came home.
Ah, you stayed over here his last night.
Very good.
Oh, you got turfed out of the bed, did you, Amy?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And do you get to go back to bed, Amy, now, or do you have to go to work or college?
No, I have to get ready and leave for work now in the next few minutes.
What do you do?
I'm sales.
Sales. What do you sell, Amy?
Everything and anything.
Okay, that sounds illegal.
Are you in an office or are you on Henry Street or are you where are you?
No, I'm definitely in an office.
Okay, very good.
Do you ever be cursing him now at 2:30 in the day when you have the sleepover visit his house because you'd be wrecked because you got up so early?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna probably be very tired this afternoon.
Yeah, you will probably bet.
I don't know if that relationship is working for you, Amy. That might be good for you, hon.
Do you know what would make you tired? Going to 3 festivals this summer, I'd say, but it would be definitely worth it. Are you up for going to festivals this summer, Amy?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you any plans to go to any?
Probably Forbidden Fruit, but I haven't got tickets yet.
Right. Well, neither do we.
I can get a few extra ones.
Okay.
Yeah, a few extra ones would be good. Right, let's see if we can get you them. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Amy?
I have, yes.
Amazing. How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention 1 artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All make sense, Amy?
All good, all good.
Best of luck to you, Amy.
Where are you from?
Saggart.
Amy from Saggart, you got 25 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Here we go with song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. This ain't
Texas. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, nice and easy one to get us started. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. Song one in the bag. We've 4 songs to go and 21 seconds left. You have that swap as well.
Exactly. Let's go for song two. We're doing well, Amy. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'll bring a coffee in the
morning. Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll take her out
to fancy restaurants. You might want to swap her, Amy.
Swap.
Let's do it. A dirty song too, I reckon.
I think a tricky one to get. Lewis Capaldi, yeah, the song is Pointless.
Pointless.
One of his newer ones.
Well, look, you used the swap well.
Yeah, you did. We're back to 21 seconds.
Let's go for a brand new song too. Amy plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You better run and hide, baby.
I know where you were last. Alibi. Yeah. Ella Henderson.
Stop the clock. Well done.
I was about to wag the finger at producer Callum again. I thought that's fair enough.
I think fair is fair.
The title I'm impressed with.
Yeah,
okay.
Well done, Amy.
Ain't got no alibi.
Fair enough. Okay, Ella Henderson and Rudimental. Alibi, maybe I'm just dumb. And there's 3 songs to go with 15 seconds left.
I think, personally, song 3 is easier than song 2 was.
I agree.
But you know what? I might be eating my words on that one. Let's go for song 3, Amy. It plays in 3, 2, 1, set the clock. This is a dark parade. Another
rough patch to rain on. Oh, God.
You know the singer, don't you?
No, I haven't a clue.
Ginger. Friends may say,
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's your time, Amy. Any idea, no? How did you not get Ed Sheeran?
I hadn't a clue.
Oh, that's so annoying.
That is my favourite, hands down, Ed Sheeran song of all of them.
I think when it hits the chorus, you might have gotten it, but the song was Overpass Graffiti.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that at all.
No. All right, sweetie. That's all right.
That's annoying, Amy. But look, it wasn't to be. At least...
You're going to Forbidden Fruit.
You're going to Forbidden Fruit, Jen. You'll still have a good summer, all right?
Yeah, thanks so much, everyone.
Nice one, Amy. Have a great day.
Bye. Love, Amy.
Ashley,
I'd like you to just, in a top line, you know, for someone imagine listening to the show right now who's never been to Electric Picnic, how would you describe our weekend last year?
Electric Picnic is a playground for adults.
Yes, it is.
It is a place of freedom.
Yeah.
Of fun.
Yeah.
Of meeting. Mm. I feel like you meet a lot of people.
A lot of fun
people
new
from
people.
Your past.
It's a, new I would people. Describe it as whatever the capacity is these days, whatever, 30, 40,000 people.
Yeah.
Who are all strangers, but are all mates.
Everything is off the table at Electric Picnic. You just, a random person walks by and you just go, hey, do you want to go see blah blah with me? And they might be like, no, but it's okay that you asked.
Because you're
like,
never going to see them again.
Exactly.
And you could sit in the afternoon, you could go in and get some grub and you're sitting down. Remember that elderly lady we were sitting next to last year?
Well, you're really selling it now.
No, but like, my point is, in St. Stephen's Green, you don't go in and chat to people like you do at Electric Picnic.
It's a different way
of communicating, living.
It's the exact reason I don't go.
Kinder.
It's a bit like I feel like the olden days used to be like, where nobody was on their phones and everybody just talked
and
to each other.
And everyone looked after their neighbours, your friends at your people. Do you remember our friends last year in the tent next
to us? Lovely
that
friends.
Couple, yeah.
Lovely
and your man, I can't remember his name.
I don't really know why we're selling Electric Picnic. It's like...
It's always sold out.
Everybody knows it's unreal.
We're just kind of reiterating the fact that this bloody festival is sold out and we've tickets we'd love to give you. So register to play. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. On top of that, in this one prize, we'd love to send you to C-Sessions and Longitude. It's pretty incredible.
Sure is.
So get in touch now with the word Golden, 087 711 1038. And tell your friends we have those tickets, okay? We'll try and sort you out. Here at Spin. It's my second Thursday in a row heading to the Olympia, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
That's exciting.
And you were there last Friday as well.
I've been there a lot lately, yeah. We were
just
there.
Start sleeping in one of the boxes.
Yeah.
Get a sleeping bag up there.
They're real comfy
very
as well.
Very central, central location.
Very handy. Just stroll over to work then,
absolutely.
You know? But last week we were there for Mika, best gig ever. So Tate McRae has a lot to live up to tonight. Tate McRae has been absolutely killing it over the last few years. You Broke Me First was the debut single. Again, gives me kind of lockdown vibes. That was the first song that really went everywhere. And ever since, she's just become like a pop princess. She's gone out with the Kid Laroi. I've been a huge fan for a while. I just think she's unbelievable, a little superstar. And so I'm really looking forward to the gig.
Yeah, you have been buzzing for the gig for a while.
I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
She's really made a name for herself, which I really like. Like, she kind of came out of nowhere. And like, I just all of a sudden started seeing Tate McRae everywhere.
Also, I wonder, did she literally make a name for herself? Because is her name really Tate?
Yeah,
I think it's a strange name.
I'm sure it is.
It comes around a little bit, but
is it short for something?
Mr. Callum is on the wiki now. He'll find out.
Tate short for something.
I don't know. Catherine Tate.
That's what I was wondering.
It's like, it's short for Catherine. Oh, no, wait, that's Catherine
Tate. That's what I thought it was short for Catherine.
So she's playing in the Olympia again tonight. She was there last night. If you were there, how was it? I'm buzzing. I saw she brought like a big set with her and there's loads of dancing and stuff as well. So I'm really excited.
I heard her like stage presence is insane.
Yeah, because
like,
she was a dancer first.
Oh, yeah.
She had a big dance career first before like she got famous for her voice as well. So naturally, we work on a breakfast show in Dublin City and... we, I presume, have lots of Tate McRae fans. So when I realised that she was coming to town months ago, I got on to our guy here who gets on to their people there, and I said, can you put in a request for Tate McRae? We'd love to chat to her.
Fair play to you, Emma, getting stuff done.
And in my mind, I thought we'd have a good chance because she played last night and tonight, so there's a bit of hanging around.
Yeah, she's chilling.
She's probably staying somewhere local. She could pop in for 20 minutes.
She could get the Lewis over.
She put up a picture on the North Keys there the other day.
Yeah, and she's been in town for a few days now because she was at her fella's gig the other night, the Kid Laroi she's going out with.
Yeah.
And he confirmed she was there and she'd videos up backstage. So she's been in Dublin for days. So I fancied our chances that we might get a few minutes in person, maybe at the gig tonight beforehand with Tate McRae. I was excited for us.
Yeah.
No joy.
Oh, for
we
God's
didn't get
sake.
It, right? And we were all kind of disappointed about
that. Official now. We don't have an interview.
Officially not happening. Okay.
Snubbed.
Snubbed.
Snubbed. Snubbed. Snubbed.
Wouldn't Sent be the hate. First time.
Now, and do you know what, Aisling? It won't be the last.
It wouldn't.
It won't be
positivity,
the last.
Positivity, Emma.
So
we are
true.
But like, if you listen to the interviews we do on the show every now and again when we have someone, we'd Michael Markagee in here yesterday, we like to play games. And I'm starting to think that maybe we need to maybe work on our interview skills, guys, because we kind of constantly fall back to this game where we make puns out of their name.
Yeah. They love it.
It's and a maybe fantastic game.
I love Tate McRae so much that I'm worried that she was listening to the Michael Markagee interview yesterday and said, I'm not dealing with those
Yeah.
Right? Like, for example, when we go through what we'd prepped for her interview.
Okay. Like, yeah.
I mean, Tate McRae, it's a sitter, is it not?
It is an absolute sitter.
We 100% would have played the game with Tate McRae.
But it was like things like, do you remember when we interviewed Anne-Marie and it'd be like, will you, Anne-Marie, you know, who would you marry?
Exactly.
That kind of a vibe.
This kind of vibe with Anne-Marie.
IBAN-Marie. What is your IBAN?
It's card details. Card details.
It's...
Like, I feel like maybe we've been taking it too far. We did it again with Ava Max.
Ava Tax, can you please show us your tax return?
So, let me write it down.
You're mad for finding people's details, aren't you?
I know, and the first question that I was going to ask Tate McRae if we interviewed her was, Tate McPay, how much did you make last year?
Very good.
And that's probably why we didn't get the interview.
I was going to say, Ace McRae, what's your favourite breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was going to go, Hate McRae, why do you hate us and won't let us interview you?
That's a good idea.
That's a great one. I was going to say Tate McGray. Have you found any greys yet? She's still a young girl.
Oh, probably a while yet.
Yeah, young lady.
I was going to say Waite McRae. Did you ever queue for hours for a gig? That's a bit crap, isn't it?
Very good.
It probably is a bit crap, but it's fine because it's the game.
Date McRae.
Yeah.
How's the Kid Laroi?
That'd be juicy.
Very good. No, that is good. You could have gotten goss.ie for that one. I don't think I would for this
peak.
One. That's the goal. Tate McNay, do your best impression of a horse.
That's really nice.
Emma would have loved that one.
But I think that could be the exact reason I was talking about that, why we don't get interviews
100%
anymore.
100%, I think so.
So Tate McLay, Lay's crisps, any holidays plans?
Oh, very good. I like that.
Yeah.
Slate McRae, what kind of roof do you have?
That's very good.
I would have been curious. No, maybe she lives in a thatch.
That would
cottage.
Be going straight in RSVP magazine.
Yeah, they would have been interested if she lived in a little thatch.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I would have asked Rate McRae, rate the three of us in terms of hotness.
That's exactly what I had as well. Rate us out of 10.
I was going to go good. Tate McPlay. When's the last time you remember playing Tip the Can?
And I do have one for Waite as well. I had Waite McTray. What's the longest you've ever waited for food?
Oh, yeah.
Specifically a carvery, because you always have a carvery on your food.
And I came up with one just in this conversation, Catherine Tate McRae, face look bubbins. Oh, listen, she would have loved that interview.
If anyone has a name with Tate McRae, we're here for the next few hours. Pop into us. We know you're in town.
The questions are ready.
We will put all content for the show out the door if you come into us.
If you pop into us right now, it's game over. No girly quiz. I'm saying it.
Oh!
Oh! Big words.
It's not going to happen. Who are we kidding? We've been snubbed.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Gather around the radio. It is time for the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and Aisling and the women of Dublin test Dave on all things girly. He's really put up to it. There is some help available to him, though. In order to win the week, he must get three questions correctly, and he has two lines available for him to use. One is the Simplify, and one is the phone a female. And Nadine is on the line for you. She's there for you
nice
this morning.
Nice one, Nadine. Thank
You're there,
you
Nadine,
much.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Great. I'm sure I'll be coming to you very soon.
Just to say, on the girly quiz, sometimes we get into chats that you may not have kind of cleared yet with younger ears. So maybe have your hand hovering over the volume button just in case.
Maybe just yet you haven't had that awkward. can I come in for a chat, pet?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And everyone's toes are completely curled and they hand you a book and read that. And
this is just to cover our Dave so he can then feel relaxed in saying
been a girly quiz where I have felt relaxed in my entire life.
So look, just bear in mind, hand on the dial if there's Let Lyrics in the car. And the girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. Just for coming on to help Dave out, it's Nadine standing by. She's won herself her very own pamper hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. Shall we crack on?
Let's do it.
Just get
You've had
over
a successful
with.
Few weeks. And we know with the worst show ever next week, you will be waxed for the process of this. So
enjoy
this one while you can.
Okay.
We know that you love a spelling bee.
I do love a spelling bee.
It might be one of your favourite things and you've been trying to make it a thing on the show for nearly 2 years and we keep saying no. So here's your opportunity to shine.
Okay. Damn it.
Question one on the girly quiz this week is, Dave, spell lingerie.
I said he's 100% going to know that. Emma said, I don't know if he will. She has very low expectations of you.
It's one of those ones that's only about 4 years ago. I was like, is that how you spell it?
Yeah. You want me to spell lingerie or you want me to spell lingerie? L-I. Actually, no. Could you use it in a sentence?
Dave, stop looking at my lingerie.
Dave, stop.
Another sentence. Why are you wearing lingerie at work?
Another question. Dave, stop hanging around outside Ann Summers looking at all the lingerie in the window. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know it. I know how to
Dave,
spell that.
Dave, stop
now.
Googling lingerie at the work PC.
Why has lingerie been blocked on my work PC? lingerie.
Have you ever Googled lingerie? Why would you know the spelling of that?
I don't know. Probably just from, you know, just from research. Maybe going shopping with the women in my life.
Okay. Oh. Bit of a Father Ted moment in the lingerie section.
In the lingerie section.
Nice one.
You're absolutely
nice
correct.
One.
You're off
Thank
to a good
you.
Start. No panic there.
Okay, grand. But are you glad you got your spelling bee moment?
I am. But didn't you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was well delivered. Yeah. I don't know how much enjoyment one can get from a spelling bee. That's why we've never done it.
That was a 10 out of 10 for me.
All
this
right.
is the best girly quiz so far.
Question two, Dave. What colour?
Nope.
Is white gold jewellery?
Nope. I knew it was going to be something to do with jewellery, and I never have a clue about this. White gold jewellery.
Have you ever heard the term white gold?
Yes, I have. White gold. I think that's a TV show. Do you remember it's on Netflix? White gold. These lads in the UK sold windows sills and windows. And they used to call them white gold because it was like, it was white, but it was
gold. You're actually right. Yeah, there is a TV show called White Gold.
Ed Westwick.
I don't think it's going to help you in terms of this.
Okay. White gold. See, it's weird because girls are weird. You know, they say they're strawberry blonde. I'm like, no, you're ginger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's stupid colours names. So I genuinely haven't a clue, but luckily I have a phone a female on the line.
Nadine is there.
Named Nadine. How are you, Nadine?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really, really good. I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'm begging you to tell me what colour white gold is.
Light grey.
Light grey.
I hope.
Okay, so you think if I say light grey that Emma and Aisling are going to give me a ding? You're correct.
I mean, try, because I don't know anything else.
Okay, Nadine, I am loving the confidence.
I am stressed out.
Okay. White gold jewellery.
Is it light grey?
I think we may need a VAR on this from the people of Dublin, because I would have said white gold was essentially silver.
Silver, yeah.
And I think if we're saying silver's the same as light grey, well, we're in junior infants.
I would say, as the producer of this show and the man, that I would accept light grey as silver.
They're very different.
Silver jewellery.
Nadine, would you say light grey is the same as silver?
Say yes.
Don't, Nadine. Be honest.
It is. I mean, it's really similar, like.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't go... You bronze, gold and light grey.
Let's put it on ice.
Yeah, very quickly. You've 3 minutes to vote. Will we accept that as a correct answer? 087-711-1038. Just say correct or incorrect.
Danielle, you're grand. You're after winning the Pamper Hamper. Thank you for your time and for your help.
Oh, 100%,
Nadine.
Why is
Danielle
in mind? This isn't on you. This is Dave. We cannot let him get too big for his boots.
Well, I'm hoping, Nadine, you're right, but thank you very much.
Okay, an interesting girly quiz so far, but
thanks,
one
Nadine.
Question still remains.
All right, get your votes over and we'll come back to that very shortly. In the meantime, we did tell you at the start of the girly quiz that we do kind of go to all areas of anatomy and things, and we gave a little warning to say if there's young ears in the car to bear in mind and keep a hand on the dial. This is where it could get tricky with that in mind, so we're saying it now. We've said it. Hand on the dial, I think, for this one.
Oh, that's a good warning.
It's just a bit of crack.
Okay.
It's a bit of crack, but don't want to cause any awkward chats.
Okay.
Dave, question 3 on the girly quiz this week.
Oh, her voice quivered. That's not a good sign.
You're going to love this, Dave.
I'm embarrassed to say it. What is the difference between a quiff...
Oh my God, I know exactly what's about to come.
And... a queen. Why is that the most embarrassing thing I've ever said?
That is an unbelievable question.
Yeah. Dave, I would like you to explain to us the difference between a quiff and a queen. And I can't believe I
just
said
that. Two very, very different things.
Main difference, you can't really hear a quiff.
That would be one.
Right.
And you can't really style a queef.
Yeah, maybe you could. If you were very skilled.
If you were really good at it, you wouldn't know.
Oh, dear Christ. I'm so sorry to all of my family who are listening. A quiff is a hairstyle.
What? Explain the hairstyle. Come on.
A quiff is a... It just goes up at the front. I have a quiff. It goes up at the front.
Right, okay.
And, it's just... It's a hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is not a hairstyle.
Would you like to elaborate slightly on that?
I'm going to use
something...
Just
so we know you understand.
I'm going to use a phrase that one of yous have used. You know the way... Emma, you'd say a fart is a bottom burp.
Oh, Jesus.
This is like a... This is like a front bottom burp.
Oh, a frontal.
A frontal bottom burp.
Sorry, what did you just...
Oh, my God, please. Can we end this now? You're absolutely correct. But we must return to VAR.
Do you know what?
Vaginal assistant referee.
It's the first and last time I'm ever going to be called that. I don't even have a percentage for you because we've had so many votes that I haven't finished counting them. But I can give you, Dave, this week, the listeners have decided... You have won the week.
Brilliant.
It's currently looking like a percentage of around 70% going correct to that light grey question.
I wouldn't have given you that name.
No. Light grey and silver,
well, not the same.
Blame Nadine.
Like, who walks into a jeweller's and says, are you thinking of the gold or the light grey?
Or it looks at the clouds and go, lovely silver in the sky today.
Yeah.
Not a diss to Nadine.
Are you just jealous I won.
Are you going gold or silver?
I think the women of Dublin are on your side.
Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
A very brief return to the quiff or queef question. Someone said he's just won on that answer alone. Nothing else matters.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show.
This day next week, it is all going down. We are bringing you the worst radio show of all time between 7 and 10 a.m. next week, and we're so excited.
It's going to be grey crack.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very excited for it. Everything's going to go wrong.
Exactly. And one of the most exciting bits is that it's on a Thursday, which means we have to play the girly quiz on the worst show ever. And it has been decided by you that for every question Dave gets wrong on the girly quiz next week, he will be waxed.
Yep.
Really,
Katie, a professional waxer, coming in to whip the strips off him when he gets a question wrong. So what we, Emma and I, have to make sure we do, is make the questions so bloody hard that there's not a chance he's getting any of them right.
It's worth mentioning, I believe, Dave's won the last three girly quizzes.
He has.
I'm also more clever on stuff that, than you think.
I know, he's after getting really good. It's
yeah,
really annoying.
It's really annoying.
And he can spell laundry. That's so annoying.
And you know what's even more annoying, I'd say, for you is I'm getting a little bit cocky.
Oh, he's so smug.
Like, he's beaming there after that girly quiz for the whole Zara Larsson song. We were like, for God's sake. So listen, ladies, we need to create some tough enough questions for him, because
really tough.
I think the people of Dublin would be a little bit disappointed if we got through a full girly quiz after all this chat and there wasn't a single wax strip that caused any pain.
Oh, think about how small.
Imagine Katie coming all the way in from Lombre and then nothing.
An absolute disaster.
I just get her to my eyebrows.
So over the next 7 days, and now if you can think of it, 087 711 1038, send us over the hardest possible girly quiz questions you can think of. And maybe the fellas have learned something new recently. Maybe if you're, I don't know, your partner's having a baby or something and you're learning all these crazy things about women's anatomy, you might have an idea too. The hardest possible girly quiz questions we need for next week.
Yeah. We need three question fails, you know?
And the girls can be great. That's a dirty question.
Yeah, we kind of want you to hate us for
it. Dear God, lads. You know, every time I go home, my dad's like, oh, why'd you let them do that girly quiz?
Okay, so get in touch if you can. Throw the word girly at the top of your message. We'll find it if it comes to you, right? The hardest possible girly quiz question. This boy needs a waxing.
And send the answers as well, please.
Okay, that is all happening this day next week. Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show ever.
Let's go.
We go. We got what I want when I need it.
How are you? It's Thursday. It's the 18th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here on Spin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone seen the kind of hassle online on the back of a bar sign that went viral the other day? No?
No.
Bar sign.
So there was a sign basically outside a pub. Don't ask me where it is. I don't know. I've just seen all the reaction to it. And it's some guy kind of posing beside the bar sign saying, found my new local. And the bar sign says that kids are not welcome, but dogs are.
I saw that.
So this guy says,
it's
found
a bar
my new...
anyway. Like, why would kids be gone?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I was with you on that until I was kind of got sucked into the comments on it. And some saying it's the parents who keep those places open and alive. And if there's something on in the afternoon or the evening and you're popping in for a while, it's kind of a bit...
You're
making life a bit tough, you know.
I do think a lot of pubs are kind of family orientated.
Totally, yeah.
I think more so in Ireland than the UK. I feel like Mr. Callum will attest. I don't think kids really are allowed in pubs in the UK.
No, there's some pubs that can, and then there's some that will have like family sections.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And things like
but
that.
I remember even on Paddy's Day, I went and met my friend at like after 7 o'clock, and I know it's Paddy's Day and it's different, but the amount of families and kids sitting out watching music at half 7 or 8 o'clock in a pub at night time.
Right.
Part of me is like, why are they here? But anyway, look. Anyway.
Yeah, I understand why they're there. Like, you're obviously bringing them along. Like.
Yeah. But there's a certain time maybe that's like, can the kids leave now, please?
I want to get lit.
Yeah. Someone said, though, on the back of all this, and honestly, the debate about it online has been really interesting to watch. Someone said, I don't have kids or a dog. What can I bring into a bar that'll make everyone mad? And some of the suggestions are really funny. Microwaved fish is one, of course.
Oh, yes. Very good.
One that I love, and I'd actually love to be ballsy enough to do it just to get a reaction, is just bring in bubbles and just start blowing them around the bar.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
A bubble bath.
Yeah.
Imagine just sitting in the corner of Kyo's, though, you know, where they wouldn't really like that. And you're starting to leave off bubbles, then hide them. And as it floats on some baldy man's head sitting on the bar and just lands and splays.
But they're like, start your own foam party.
They're harmless at the same time. Yeah, I don't think foam. I don't think. Go to Kyo's and start a foam party. I don't think they'll like that. Especially Everest carpet as well.
I think something that people wouldn't like being brought in would be a machine that pumps out dry ice, you know, the smoke.
That wouldn't be great.
What about your own keg?
Oh, they wouldn't like that. They certainly wouldn't like that.
A few cans.
It did bring me lots of joy browsing through that yesterday. People are so funny.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning.
What's going on?
Question for you this morning. Love your voice notes. 087 711 1038. Have a little think. How many people have you had stay over at your house at one given time? I know there's a lot of families that have like a lot of people living in their house, including granny and granddad and stuff. So like that counts.
Yeah, 100%.
And the reason I'm even asking this is because I've talked about her lots on the show. Her name is Florence. She's my niece. She's 5 years old nearly. And she's obsessed with coming to Dublin. It's all she wants to do.
She's obsessed with you, Emma. She's obsessed with coming coming to Dublin. She's seen you.
Yeah, she is.
She's not like a dub.
Yeah, just really want to go to Grafton Street.
Yeah. No, yeah, she's living in Waterford. She's a little culshy, and she came up to visit me at like literally 4:30 and insisted on staying two nights. There was one cry from Amon. Dad, where's my mom?
Stop.
And then it was fine. But yeah, she's been talking ever since. When can I come to Dublin again? When can I come to Dublin again? And we had a great time last time. Went to the zoo, went to the Bord Gáis and saw the Lion King. We had great crack, right?
We did everything.
Went to McDonald's, did all the usual stuff.
Bring the cows.
I kept her out of the pubs now, but yeah, it was a nice quiet weekend.
Boring.
She doesn't drink, does she?
She's due to come up again this weekend. There's a dinosaur experience up by you, actually. Yeah, really, really cool. In Artane, yeah.
I guarantee you've went to, have you?
I haven't been.
Sorry, Carl. Yeah,
no. I haven't been, but it's near my butcher's.
Right, okay, very good.
No, it looks really cool.
That's where they're getting the meat from, all the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah. So she's at that phase that I think every single child around the world weirdly goes through at some point, where they all get obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And can talk about them. Like, how does your little tongue even pronounce something like that at your age? Like pterodactyls and all, but
it's one of those things where you're like, I really thought dinosaurs were going to be a bigger part of my life.
Yeah.
Because they were such a big part of my childhood.
But the idea was that she would come up on her own. That's what she wanted. I don't want Mammy and Auntie to come. Like, she's very grown up now and just wants to come up on her own. However, she doesn't understand the reality of the drive from rural Waterford to Dublin, and that's just too much of a round trip for me. So the idea was that my sister would bring her up and do one night. My sister just come up to see me, we'll do something with her, they'll go home. Until I got this voice note from Florence the other day.
Emma, we are coming to Dublin next week, and is it okay if we go to the dinosaur thing? Is it okay if Daddy and Will come too? And that dinosaur thing is on in Dublin. Hope you are having a nice day. Bye.
Oh my god, I love it. The accent is strong.
Really strong.
It's real Waterford, isn't it?
So what she's dropped in there casually is the fact that her dad, my brother-in-law Dave, and the one-year-old baby, his birthday is today, Will, are coming along as well. And I'm like, that's well and good, lads, but I live in a tiny rental in Dublin with two other people. I don't really have the space. So now it's grown legs again. They can only get an appointment for the dinosaur thing at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh, come on, you're not doing that.
We are 9 a.m.
Oh. And we're on the radio at that time as well. How are you going to get out of that?
Saturday best of show. What will I do?
We're just going to have to cross you live from the dinosaur thing.
So they're coming up on Friday night. So now there's two nights of a very, very busy house. I'm thinking I'll be on the landing on a blow up bed because our couches are too small for my little back. And my room will be, I presume, in the bed, Laura, Florence, Dave, and honestly, my room is so small that there'll have to be a travel cot there. So I think if they're getting in and out of the bed during the very lacking space in my room, they'll have to enter and exit via the bottom of the bed. Do you know what I mean? It'll be like literally
crawl up the bottom of the bed.
Baby travel cot, wardrobe, squish, like squish, squish, squish.
It's like a tenement building.
Yeah, so I actually don't know where I'm sleeping for the weekend.
Are they bringing the cats? Just the pets in general?
No, pets are coming. No.
Are you sure now?
No. Honestly, no. So, question with that in mind, how many people have you had stay over at your house at one given time? I'm doing a head count here. Emma? I've 7 in my house this weekend.
My God. Including a one-year-old baby. Yeah, that's a lot.
But there's definitely people who've had loads more. Imagine 100%. You know, the family trips when you're all shoved in together, or the big weekends away, or the Christmases when all the family are home from America. 087 711 103. Get your voice notes in. How many people have you had stay over at your house?
And will the one-year-old go to the pub, will he?
You know what, maybe.
Florence seems like zero, right?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Pointless without you.
Normally I'm always giving out about Lewis Capaldi, but I actually really enjoyed that little sing along.
Do you know why? Because you haven't heard it in a couple of weeks.
That's probably why. It's Pointless on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. I'm gearing up for a big weekend. I'm off to buy a blow up mattress today and bits and bobs and make a load of soup because I have visitors in the house.
Oh, wow.
The family are coming up from Waterford. My sister, her husband, the 1 year old baby, and my little legend of a niece, Florence. And I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to host them all, essentially, because my house is tiny and I share a house with two others as well. So we're asking this morning, how many people have you had stay over at your house at one given time? Because I think this is the top amount of people I've ever had on me. We have a 30th in the house and stuff, where there's bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
But when it's my responsibility to host.
And you only have one room.
Exactly.
You can't be putting them in the room with Brian. Like,
no, I can't. No.
That's not really on.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
So that can't happen.
Brian, will you take the one-year-old there?
Will you babysit? How many people have you had stay over at your house at one given time is the question. Joanna's standing by. How are you?
I am good.
Come here. How many people have you had stay in the gaff at one particular time, Joanna?
We've had, I think it was...
between 20 and 20 plus.
Oh my God.
Because we have a big family. So I have four kids.
Yeah.
Dana was my partner, and my sister and her partner and her three kids.
Right.
My mom, my dad, and my three other siblings.
Okay, keep going. I haven't counted them.
That was all in a three-bedroom house. There was bodies absolutely everywhere. We were on blow up beds. It was eight of us at one stage in one room on blow up beds, bunk beds, a double bed. Then all my other kids were in one little box room. They were on floors and beds. And then my man, dad, of course, they were in their bed, happy as Larry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got the normal comfort. Unbeknownst. And come here, what was the occasion? Were you all living together for a time, or was it for like a Christmas or something?
Just Christmas Eve, just to do Christmas all together.
And that's
when so I much fun. Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, it said so.
Did they say Christmas Eve?
Yes, Christmas Eve. And never again. I do Christmas on my own in my own house and then go down for dinner in my mouth. Just too much.
I know, but the memories from that particular, going down for Santa when there's a huge gang, I can only imagine the excitement as well.
And I remember, like, the bed was fully blown up Christmas Eve and I woke up to a flat bed.
Oh, they just don't stay inflated.
There was no air left in this bed.
Yeah. Woke up with a sore back on Christmas Day. Thank you for that. I reckon do it again, girl. Do it again. Go crack.
100%.
Well, we will see, because there's even more kids being born.
They're everywhere.
Stop having children.
Thanks, Joanna.
No problem. Bye.
See you, Joanna.
Talk to you later. Emilio, how many people have you had stay in your house at any one time?
It was about 25.
Oh, my God.
Thereabouts.
Why are you living in a mansion?
That's when I lived. I used to live in Rathout, and it was a two-story house.
Right.
So all my parents' relatives, they lived down in West Cork. So they came up for my 30th, which was about 3 years ago, and there was a full house basically.
Oh my God! Stop. 25. Where did you put them all?
All around the place. There was even on the landing on the stairs.
No.
That's where my mom slept.
No, you couldn't have given your mother your own bed, Emilio. No.
Well, I was gonna give her, but she said no. And then my brother, he's fussy. He loves all the space to himself, so he took one of the big rooms. I said,
that's such a mom thing. No, I'll sleep on the landing. I'll sleep in the garden.
It's such a me thing to be like, I'll have the bed. So
That's it. It was great crack. Yeah, I woke up in the morning and then had to make so many omelets and breakfast.
Oh my god,
it was crazy, but it was fun.
It's actually such crack in the morning, though. It's like, it kind of brings you back to your childhood days when you would obviously sleep on the floor where you're like, morning!
Yeah, yeah.
We all having brekkie.
It's like a big Italian family, just everyone screaming, oh yeah, I'll have that, make a coffee.
That's unbelievable. It's like Home Alone, waking up with all them people. Guys.
No worries, guys. Have a great one. See
you. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Don't know what you're moaning about. You only have four. He had 25.
25.
Relax.
Get on with it. Oh, God. I'd only buy bedclothes for someone else for the weekend as well. I'm like, I don't even get to sleep in those. Rage. You're listening to Spin. I was just thinking, this radio station could not do any more for you in terms of trying to sort out your summer. We're here in the Golden Ticket trying to give away three pairs of festival passes. Yeah. C-Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Michaela's trying to sort out your June weekend, June 1st and 2nd. I keep meaning to ask, is that a bank holiday?
Yes, it is the bank holiday.
The June bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
That would make it sound a lot better, wouldn't it? Thank you.
It's almost as if we're summer's number one hit music station.
Oh my God, we should totally rebrand as that.
For the next 3 months.
Punch us down gig tickets for the June banker, to go at Michaela after 10 o'clock this morning. Belters only, MK, Jazzy and more. Make sure you're with her from 10. Now though.
Hell of a summer. But for now, we are trying to get you cinema passes, because this is One Foot in the Rave. We play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune.
And we talk about summer, but it rains a lot.
Cinema also essential part of summer.
Very, very true.
When you live in Ireland,
sadly.
If you hear this tiny little snippet of a dance tune and you go, oh, I know that, then you were supposed to send us over the word rave in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038.
We kicked this off on Monday. We played you 0.2 seconds of the dance song, and
which
it sounded like
a bit ridiculous, by the way. 0.2 seconds.
Pick.
We've had it won before,
it's
doable.
True.
That was all you
got,
right?
Not from
it was not doable this week.
I don't think so either.
Nothing. What about the next day?
So the next day we'd 8 times the cinema passes, and we'd 0.4 seconds of a song, and it sounded like this.
Yeah, better.
Again, nobody won though.
No, true.
We're on to 0.6 seconds of a song with 6 IMC cinema passes to go. And that's how it sounds.
Oh, okay. I have a good feeling. I think it's easy today, to be honest.
Susan thinks she knows. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, hon. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan. How are you this morning, Susan? Any crack?
All right.
All right. Good stuff.
What are you doing, Susan?
We're just driving down to do a bit of shopping.
Oh, very good.
Like the weekly shop, is it? Or something more exciting?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
I did the big shop myself yesterday. Felt very proud of myself, so well done, Susan.
How much does your weekly shop cost you, Dave? Because you buy loads of rubbish.
About 60 quid. Yeah. And I guarantee I brought it up to that till and she was like, this man's life is a mess.
I do sometimes have a cheeky look.
Well, that's half of my price.
You're probably buying for more than just yourself, are you, Susan?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
All right, Susan, this is the clip that you're trying to guess. What is the song?
Chainsmokers, Baby Pull Me Closer.
And could you sing that for me, Susan?
Oh no, Jesus.
She knows that song.
Well, do you know what? In that case, will we see if she's correct?
So baby, pull me
Susan, congratulations. You've just taken the One Foot Out the Rave song from us. You have won 6 IMC Cinema passes.
Perfect, thanks very much.
I still didn't know what that was. That was good.
Yeah, I think people did really well there.
Well done, Susan.
Who are you bringing to the cinema, Susan? Perfect.
Well, I have 6 people to pick now, don't I?
Yeah. Well, don't forget yourself. So 5.
Yeah, you have 5 people to choose from.
All right, hon.
I might just go myself 6 times.
Do that. I love going to cinema on my own. It's great crack, Susan.
I have a bit of peace.
That's it. Susan, have a great day. Congratulations.
Same to you. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
That rounds off another round of One Foot in the Rave. It always comes back. We just don't know when.
But can we all say congratulations to me for picking a song that didn't get guessed on the first day?
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you.
Susan,
I finally understood the game.
Did an amazing job there, but you deserve the pat on the back.
Let's bring it back. Chainsmokers, Halsey.
Yes.
Closer. Here on Spin.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you.
Recharged.
We've been talking a lot about TikTok on the show today, especially because Aisling has gone viral on TikTok for doing a video yesterday.
Hair flick. Sorry, she just literally hair flicked. I didn't know if you did that on purpose or not, or if you were just like literally hair flicked because you're a viral sensation.
I think that's what you do when you go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, you flick your hair.
You do a hair flick.
But the one thing that's going viral and it won't stop is these Irish spice bag reviewers. They are bloody everywhere.
Really?
All over TikTok. There's about 400,000 of them. And all spice bags taste the exact same.
Do you want to know something funny? Sorry. I had my first spice bag last night.
A vegetarian?
Last night? Yes. Like my first spice bag to myself and it was a halloumi spice bag.
Oh.
It was really good.
It was really good.
It sounds like we planned that, but I never knew that you had a big moment like that yesterday.
That is a big moment.
It is a big moment, actually. I didn't even think of that. But guess how much it was and you'll actually get sick because it was in a sit-down restaurant.
€9.
What name? €20.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Dear God, that's a lot.
It was in a bowl.
But there we go. All spice bags.
What restaurant were you at that you got a spice bag?
You pay for the bowl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand why you can't go into a sit-down Chinese restaurant and order a 3-in-1.
Can you not?
No, you can't. It's not on the menu. It's only
on
the takeaway menu.
I've never had a spice bag. Nothing ever will.
What?
Me? Nope.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.